see that? You saw the video of the bear that I took, right?
Oh my God, I forgot to talk to you about this. So Tony's in a tree blind, and this bear's meandering. Wherever you were, you're sitting up in a tree.
I was in a tree.
Okay, and this bear is kind of meandering me, and he knew you were, like, I think he smelled dinner,
because
he. Here's what happened. So he meanders up to your tree, and then he kind of looks up the tree. Did you move or something?
I stood up.
Okay, that scared him off. He was curious,
well,
but he...
He was at the base of the tree next to me. I watched him come across the creek.
Oh, my God.
Watched him come up out of the bottom of the creek bottom. I'm in the Manistee National Forest. He's coming up over where I am.
He was really pretty.
And he's kind of cruising.
Were you nervous?
Yes, I was nervous. That's not what I want to see. I don't want to see a bear.
And, you know, they climb the trees.
Well,
and
that
you're
was
up
so
in
funny
it.
Because I the plus one is smarter than me. She is. but she everybody asks a dumb question every now and then. I sent her the video after it happened because I was kind of shaken, you know.
Oh, hell yeah.
This just happened.
He goes, so this just happened.
And she wrote back, can bears climb trees?
Oh, my God. They live in trees.
And I went, like a bullet. They
fast.
Can go. Well, here's the kicker. I mean, so.
He was hungry.
I had just
hungry.
The night before, she wasn't crazy about The Revenant. We went and saw The Revenant, you know, and the big screen with Leo. It's a slow movie.
And you saw it again at home.
But I wanted to see it again. So I'm up at the trottage by myself, and I'm thinking, I want to see it. So I rented it. I went for the 50th time to my little local place.
Mm-hmm.
It's a grocery store that has DVDs. And for the 50th time, they said, do you have a Blu-ray player? Because it's a Blu-ray, right?
Yeah.
I'm going, yeah. Don't you see that I've rented like 49 Blu-rays? Yes, I have a Blu-ray player.
Okay.
But ask me that.
So you get home.
I go home and I watch The Revenant. And I'm realizing that this is a slow movie. And it's a dark soundtrack. And he is mauled by a huge bear.
Yeah.
And what they tell you is, I watched it like the night before, right?
Oh,
okay.
God.
And so what they tell you is you play dead. And that's a tremendous scene. I don't know how they shot that in The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio getting, he's
stepped on and his bones crushed.
And what happens is when you get between the cubs and the sow, that's when they're the most dangerous. That's when, and we just did a story last week about a guy that he took off a stocking cap and part of the scalp came with it because he was attacked by a bear.
Mama and her
the
babies.
Bear charged from 100 yards.
Yeah.
And so I've got this fresh in my mind, and I'm thinking, how the hell can you play dead when a bear is mauling you?
And you're in the tree. You were in a tree.
And I've seen videos of guys, hitting them with their arrow as they come up the ladder. They're coming up the ladder.
Yeah, they're coming up the tree. I've seen that, too.
And so I think, and somebody said, well, why didn't you just let it go past you? It would have been some great video, because I'm sitting in the tree with a bow and arrow.
You
That's
smelled
all I got.
Dinner, and he smelled something.
And I got
he
a
smelled
bear.
Me. He smelled you. That's why he was there. That's why he meandered over.
He came upwind, though. I don't know if he did yet. I don't think. I think if I would have let him go, he would have. But what I was worried about is if there was another bigger bear behind him. And so I'm thinking, this is something you don't see very often. So I radio the guy that I'm with and going, I got a bear at the base of my tree. And he's going, I can't talk. I got a problem. I'm going, you got a problem.
I got a bear at the base of my tree, and that's not cold.
And I'm thinking, what do you mean you got a problem?
Shut up. What was his press? Gun jammed or something?
He didn't answer me back. And I'm thinking,
oh, dude,
this
You're
is
alone.
Not good.
You're
I'm not
alone.
Getting down right now. I'm kind of shaking. I'm kind of like going, okay. This is a black bear. And he's, so I stood up, and then the bear turned and took off. And went.
But he ran, but then he stopped, not that far, like 100 yards
right.
away. He stopped again. Like he wasn't that scared. And I was going, so how did you, did you wait before you left?
Oh.
We got to post that video, Tony.
Well, and see, now I'm hunting in the evening, and it's probably an hour till dark. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to get out of the woods in the dark. Usually I sit till dark, and then you walk out with a light, headlamp. I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to walk out in the dark. Because listen to what happened. So I called my buddy George, right? George, because wherever I'm in the Manistee National Forest, I go where he goes because there's like 50,000 acres, and I'm not known for my sense of direction, right? And I got my GPSs, which I lose. I got all these things, but they've made me into a pretty good bow hunter.
Yeah,
they're really good bow hunters. And when he tells me he can't talk to me, he's got a problem. I'm going. The guy has never dismissed me ever once. Usually, if I call, he's not the kind of guy. He's not a chatty Cathy guy. You call, you see a deer, you see something, or where are you? Or I'm getting down, right? And so I can't talk. I have a problem, and I'm thinking.
What the hell? Your problems trumped his.
Maybe he's, something he ate, and it's not good to be, sick in a tree 25, 30 feet up.
Oh, God.
He's a big man. I can't carry him up. And so it's like, I call him back like 5 minutes later, and I said, are you okay? And he goes, I got a bear in a tree next to me. And I said, what?
This place is lousy with bears.
They say that we were talking to the people that live up there. They're saying that they're seeing more bear sightings than they've ever seen before.
Stay out there then, maybe.
And listen to what happened to him.
Okay.
So he hears something, and he turns, and he sees the cub. And he said, now, the cub is only about 50 pounds.
It's you radio him to tell him you have a bear. He says, I have a problem. He's not listening to you, and he has a bear. Two bears.
Well, he's got a bear, and he sees the cub. And it's like
God.
A small cub. It's like a 50, 60-pound cub, probably this year's cub, you know?
Yeah.
And he thinks, wow, okay. Then he sees something else. It's a sow. It's the mother. It's the female bear is with her cub. This is a dangerous situation.
Very.
Mm-hmm.
The bear had just crossed his wind and stopped.
Oh, smelled him.
And started clacking its teeth together. And the cub,
what does that mean?
Danger, Will Robinson. The cub shot up a pine tree. It shot up a pine tree, which happened to be about 10 yards from my friend.
Right.
So now he has a cub that he's eye level with in a tree next to him. And the sow stands up. And I said, it's standing, I can't talk right now. And he is much more calm than I am. He's seen bears in the woods.
She's standing, so he's in the middle of a bear family.
He's got a full-grown sow, a mature bear,
a
female, standing on her hind feet, looking in the air, has sent the cub up a tree. The cub happens to be in a tree 10, 15 feet
close to him.
Eye level with him. And he's sitting there going, what the hell do I do now?
And he only had a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
You don't bring you don't bring a gun?
I sometimes do.
Okay.
I didn't that day.
Okay.
I sometimes do. Sometimes I don't. But, you know, so I said, what are you doing? He goes, I got an arrow in each hand. If she comes up this tree, I'm going to.
So how'd she go?
Well, I didn't talk to him for like 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
20 minutes. And I thought, well, do I get down? What am I going
to
do? I'm not going to walk over there.
No.
I knew kind of where he was. I'm over by the beaver dam. I'm down to the way. Okay, great. Right. I knew where he was, but I'm not walking over there. And so after about 15 minutes, you know, I'm sitting there going, what are the odds? And he's thinking that I've got a small male bear that is afraid of the big female bear because the male bear will kill the cubs. We don't know why sometimes. I don't know.
What?
They do. They'll kill the cubs.
Aww.
And the females protect them. So they're thinking, the thought was the male bear that's under me is running away from them. And here I am. And then at the time I'm talking to my friend, he's got a full-grown female bear.
Couple of ham
with
hocks.
A cub.
You guys are a couple of ham hocks sitting in the woods.
I said,
oh, my God.
What's going on?
I'm about to hit publish and put that video up. Do you care?
No, I don't mind.
Okay, because you got to see this video. It's amazing. Okay, it's
so,
up on our Facebook page, Tony Gates Morning.
20 minutes passes. That's a long time when you got your friend in a tree looking at a bear.
With a mama
with
bear.
With a mama on her heel, on her standing up. He said, I said, what are you, 350, 300 pound? He goes, big bear. And so what happened was, when she clapped, I've never seen him or heard them do that. I don't know. To witness that. And he goes.
It's scary, probably.
He goes, I don't have my phone with me. I go, who the hell are you going to call? And he goes, no, I want to take video. I don't have my phone with me. So I got some video, but not of this. And I said, what are you doing? He goes,
oh, my God.
I'll call you back.
The voice didn't scare them away? His voice doesn't?
The mother is trying to figure out what exactly is going on. And is my cub in danger?
Yeah.
And so he said, I am not moving. So, you know, and I said, okay, so he's not moving because if he stands up, that might be a threat towards the cub and she's going to could come up that tree. I don't know, man. I'm in their living room and I am not on top of the food chain in this park, right?
Oh, my God.
And so we got three bear around us.
Oh, my God.
Three different bear. And I said, well, so then, I mean, a half hour, 20 minutes pass and he calls me back. She's gone. I'm going, oh, my God. Thank God. And made a sound with her. She made a kind of a coaxing sound like that. He said she said when that bear crossed the river, the adult bear didn't make a sound. The cub bear splashing the whole way.
Right,
the adult
right.
bear, as big as it is, just crossed the river stealth-like.
Bear's
but she made a sound like that, and the bear came down up the tree. The cub came down, and then they went away. And I said,
popping jaw, yeah, when they're uncomfortable with the situation.
I said, are you staying? He goes, I'll meet you at the truck. We both got down and walked out, man. Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
I have posted your video, but when they do that jaw-locking teeth thing, that means they're uncomfortable with the situation.
Danger? I did not
That's
know that.
That's exactly, I just looked it up. It says they're extremely uncomfortable.
But to have a bear
do
that?
You don't want a bear to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
God, well, you both had a bear at the same time.
And the funny thing is,
amazing.
Minnie's coming up the next day, right? And Minnie, we've told told Minnie that the bear only crossed where the bear crossing signs are.
Yep. I mean, she, which is
fine.
Yeah. No, she didn't buy it, but okay. We told her that bears are further to the further north than we are, right? Because we didn't want to, you know, she's only been bow hunting for a couple of years. And I said, John, I got to tell Minnie because I'm hunting on her point. She's coming out. This is her spot. And she's seen a lot of deer in this area. And I said, I can't have her sitting here and know that I saw a bear and not tell her. And he goes, oh, man, I don't want to tell her because then, oh, geez, I don't know. So he did. He told her. He said, there's a bear. Don't shoot it. Whatever you do, it's against the law to shoot. You can't shoot it, you know, and don't freak out. Just sit still and be quiet. Minnie, she's little, right?
Oh, man.
She's a bear morsel is what she is.
She'd be their hors d'oeuvre. She'd be before you.
So we are a bear aware. And we were talking to another guy. There's a guy in the Harvard bar that said, you can hunt my property. I said, well, you never let anybody hunt your property. The guy said, you never let anybody hunt your property,
oh,
Bill.
My God.
He goes, I got a bear on my camera. I'm not going back there.
Bears.
And then there was one, we went down to the bar to get a bite to eat a burger.
Being defensive, by the way. Bears communicate to keep cubs and mothers together. Clacking teeth or clacking jaw is defensive, uncomfortable with the situation.
Nice.
It's aggression.
Yeah, when it stands up.
Oh, yeah,
damn
she
right.
was not. She he wasn't he was in a worse situation than you.
I know, that's why he's got a problem. But
he
probably handled it better.
And if
than
a grizzly,
I think I soiled myself.
Yours are black bears, which they're aggressive too. But if a grizzly clacks his teeth, you're done.
You're dead.
You're
so
done.
We go and I show the bartender. He goes, "You got a video?" And I go, "Yeah." I showed him the video, and he goes, "Yeah, it's about a year and a half year old bear." Yeah, he said, "We've seen more bears this year than anywhere." And he said, "There's a guy, Bob, who lives a mile and a half down the road." He won't go out anymore. He's got it on his phone. They figure it's a 400-pound bear. 400-pound
bear. You listen, and when again, your buddy was in some trouble. He was in some trouble.
Well, he's eye level with a cub. He's 25 feet in the air with
now,
a cub and a tree next
to him. Will you go back there? Because that's kind of where they live now. That's where they're hanging out this year.
Well, I'm assuming that they're intelligent enough that they're not going to come back to that particular area if there's humans.
They're assuming you're intelligent enough to not come back to their area. How about that? I'm assuming. You think that idiot will come back in the tree? I'm assuming, Matt, that they're intelligent enough
I will have more than a bow and arrow. I would bring a sidearm. Yeah, but you can't. Look at that. Now, see, you can't shoot a bear unless you're being attacked.
Well, I know, but
they're protected. There's a bear season.
Let me tell you, that mama bear wanted to swipe at your buddy.
They don't want to shoot him. I mean, the DNR guys,
Unlike
they're just doing what they do.
These jackpoles. What?
Well, here's the other thing
that we found out
because we're talking to some people that know more about bears than we do.
Yeah.
This is a particularly dangerous time because they're hoarding food. They're taking food and they're very territorial before they go into hibernation.
They wanted to
they're
hoard you.
They're hoarding food.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't know if I'm...
You were food.
They're looking for food.
They're carnivores.
They don't usually eat... No, they eat berries. They usually don't eat people until they get a taste for people. Then they realize it's a pretty easy pickings and pretty good.
It's a good tenderloin.
The most dangerous bear is a bear that has attacked somebody, probably because of a defensive move.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get a taste for the blood. Then all of a sudden, they're following you around. I didn't know what to do. So.
It's amazing video. I wish your buddy had video, too, but I'm glad.
Because I would have loved to seen
the baby bear.
Standing up, the baby bear next, and then that kind of a thing to get it out of the tree, and it came down, and just like here, you know, mom said, get down, it got down.
Let's go.
And here we go, scampering.
We're going to leave this
idiot. And I'm under the impression that the cubs stay with the females for 2 years. I think that's somebody told me.
So
that.
Your guy, the bear that you saw, was probably just a newbie
away from
his mama.
Year and a half.
And wandering out and very curious.
A little over two then, if that's the case.
Yeah.
But then there's these jackpoles that are made national news.
Idiots.
The largest poaching case in the state of Michigan with ducks.
Embarrassing.
Amazing.
Embarrassing.
Well,
and
the interesting thing is, so they catch these guys. Number one, you can bait. You can put corn into a pond, but you can't do it during season.
You can't hunt over bait.
So they can see. Corn in a well. How the hell did corn get in the pond? They can see from high distances that there's corn down there. It's like, you know, hello.
Yeah,
and
food.
They'll come to it, and you can do that. You can pre-feed a pond, but you can't have any corn. Not one kernel of corn.
I hope somebody who knows them is
during duck
right
season.
Now.
So duck season opens this past weekend. These guys worked on a farm. Four guys that worked on a farm. They haven't released their names yet, And they have been baiting hundreds of pounds of corn for this pond. Well, they still continue to bait, and opening day, they shot ducks that over this particular corn. So now, in addition to having too many, because you're only allowed six a person, mm-hmm. there's only so many mallards you can take, so mm-hmm. many hens you can take, so many wood ducks you can take. You got to know your ducks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got, like we've had ducks before in Missouri, we got the DNR came in Missouri, and they said, well, so there would be like three or four of us when we're in flooded cornfields because they manage their property, their game area. And if I shoot a duck, I better have that duck in front of me. Because if they pick up a duck and say, who shot this duck? And we're, I don't know, one of the three of us. Somebody's got to claim that duck, go get it, and put it in front of them and be in possession of no more than six.
It's $500 per duck, I guess, if you're over.
Well, they got caught because they when the sun came up, they just started shooting all these ducks that came in. It wasn't your typical volley of two or three shots, and then here comes some more ducks, two or three shots. They shot everything in sight.
The witnesses say it sounded like a Baghdad, like it was one after another.
They shot 59 ducks.
And some of them are protected. They're illegal ducks to shoot.
Well, so you're only,
is there illegal and illegal? Because
yes,
why are they
saying? There are. Yes, there
okay,
are.
Well, some of these were the kind that you're not supposed to
And if you have
shoot.
More mallards than you're supposed to have, or you have more hens than you're supposed to have, that's considered a legal duck. But what happened was every duck that they shot is illegal because it's over bait. So now they're finding them $500 a duck, which is $29,000. They're four guys that they haven't released their names. They've confiscated their guns. They could, I believe, under the course of the law, confiscate their trucks, too, but they didn't. One of them has had a run-in having too many turkeys in his possession
before. Yep, he had a run-in before with too many,
And so now, the guns are going to be sold. They got a couple of Benellis, and they got some nice guns, so they should know what the hell they're doing. But they're going to be auctioned off by the state at auction. And these guys, you know, immediate loss of license. I think it's for 3 years.
Somebody heard
$500.
Them.
$500. Well, yeah.
Some witness heard that just, it sounded like machine guns going off. Beep, 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 beep. You know, they just shot them, and
But the kicker is that they showed no remorse. They didn't think that they did anything wrong.
Oh, I can't.
So
I can't.
This
they
is just a blatant case of ignorance.
They can all just.
They thought, hey, we got a honey hole here. Let's put some corn out there. The ducks are going to come in, and it's a heyday. They thought, wow.
You know what? Here's the other thing. For people who in Michigan who really follow the rules, that's not even hunting.
Oh no,
you're a fat ass sitting on your porch, and somebody comes to you. That's what that is. It's embarrassing. And wives, divorce though. If that's your husband, divorce him. Who wants to be with
him? An ideal day. I mean, an ideal day would be your limit. You limit out six guys or four guys, 24 ducks. They had 59, and maybe 60.
Because don't you, like, lay in boats and stuff when you're duck hunting?
It's
a whole shebang. It's a whole thing.
There's different ways.
Ooh, you got to do, and you can sit, and
it's a lot of work.
And these idiots are sitting
there. It's a lot of preparation.
You know.
And one of the hardest things is if you've got, you've got your limit of hens, you can't shoot it. You've got to shoot a green at you. You've got to be able to identify the ducks you're shooting because you can only have so many wood ducks. Wood ducks are the really beautifully colored ones. You can only have so many.
That's what they had, too many wood ducks.
You got six, you got too many wood ducks. You got three, it's too many. You can only shoot three. So you got to know what the hell you're doing. You got to be able to identify the ducks as they come in, which is hard to do.
This is embarrassing.
The duck hunters are pretty good at what they do. Pretty smart people. Pretty, for the most part, honest, law-abiding people.
These guys.
And in addition, they're saying, well, if we confiscate deer, we can give the meat to the food banks because they'll take the venison. Mm-hmm. People don't like ducks for the most part.
They're freezing these until
for
the
evidence.
Court case. Yeah.
So it's just a total waste. It's just an
right.
It's a total waste.
It's terrible.
And these guys are, good. I'm glad that somebody called and said, this doesn't sound like the normal duck hunting.
So the
DNR guys walked in on them and
they waited until they were done. They surrounded them.
Yep.
All
three of them left at one time. And then the fourth guy, when he left, they stopped his truck and got him. And he had a loaded gun, too, which is.
It drove around with a loaded gun. You can't
have
do that.
So that's another charge for him.
Good.
So, yeah, I don't know why they're not releasing their names.
I, you know why? Probably because everybody will be picketing on their lawn.
They wait until they go in front of the judge.
Well, probably. I mean, because really, they're only, it's innocent until proven guilty.
They're going to be arraigned in Hudsonville, I believe. Because this was the Grand Haven newspaper had the account that it got picked up nationally. It's the biggest poaching case in Michigan in a long, long time.
It's embarrassing.
So, yeah. So that's my woods story. I was in the woods.
Oh, my God. If you want to see the bear video, it's on our Facebook page now. Tony Gates Mornings. Or more officially, facebook.com/TonyGWLAV.
What sound do they make when they're under duress or stress? You hear that?
God.
Get the hell out.
Play dead.
Yeah. We see it year after year.